You're tuned to the Beacon KSJE 90.9 FM. I'm Nick Michael, and I'm sitting here with
Trevor Mayville
and Ashley Londy.
And you are listening to A Review Too Far, where we watch movies and review them for your listening pleasure. This week, we have the 2007 horror video game adaptation, Silent Hill. After that is 1963's Charade. And we're going to finish with, out in theaters now, Kenneth Branagh's take on Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. But let's get things started with Silent Hill. It was directed by Christoph Gans and stars Radha Mitchell as a mother who goes searching for her daughter, who is disturbingly connected to a dead town in the middle of nowhere called Silent Hill.
She won't hurt you. She needs your help.
Who is she?
She is Alessa.
Then who are you?
I have many names. Right now, I'm the dark part of Alessa.
Where's my child?
She's not your child. She's hers. The little girl is what's left of her goodness. We hid her in safety in the world outside this house.
As mentioned, Silent Hill was directed by Christoph Gans, written for the screen by Roger Avery, and stars Radha Mitchell, Sean Bean, Laurie Holden, Deborah Kara Unger, Alice Krieg, and Jodelle Ferland. And let's talk about it. Trevor, what did you think of Silent Hill?
Silent Hill was not very good. Normally, I don't find myself thinking about the quality of acting very much in films. I think a lot of times you might come across a movie where the performances stand out, like there's just something that you're really excited about, or somebody does a really great job with a certain part. And then the great majority of the other movies, even when they're bad movies, I think that more often than not, the actors seem to, you know, do their best or do the best with the parts that they have. And I don't really notice poor acting very much. With Silent Hill, I found the work of all the actors to not be as believable with the plot. Like, a lot of people in the movie seem to be really scared or really intense with their parts, but I didn't think it went with the plot. I didn't buy it. I wasn't interested in it. I didn't think it was interesting or scary, and perhaps worst of all, was the CGI in this film. I was distracted often by how poor the movie was. I'm sorry, it was not good.
Ashley?
I don't think Trevor is much of a video game enthusiast, but I am, and I have to say that I originally wanted to see this movie because of the games. And if you've never played a Silent Hill video game, they are terrifying. The games that tend to be very tense and horrifying and scary and really give you everything you want in a video game of that nature. The movie does a decent job of maintaining that, but I don't think it's as strong as it could have been. This was around the time where they were making a lot of video games into films. This was, I think, around the same time as Resident Evil and a few others. They were trying to adapt these storylines that were very compelling and were certainly very financially profitable for a lot of the companies making them. And I think this is generally a success, but not as good as it could have been. I take particular exception to the police officer character. I don't think she's very believable, and I feel like her presence in the film is almost a distraction from what's going on as opposed to adding anything to it. I'll disagree with Trevor. I do think that there are very scary parts in this movie. I think that there are moments that are just absolutely terrifying. Pyramid Head is very scary. The nurses really freak me out. So this to me is a good bad movie. It's a good movie to watch if you want something scary and kind of that you don't have to pay a ton of attention to. I can't say it's great cinema, but I enjoy it for what it is.
I still hold a guilty place in my own heart for this adaptation of Silent Hill. I'm a huge fan of the early games in the series, and I think that the Silent Hill feature basically steals the bones, all the good stuff visually from the games, but doesn't do the same with the story. The story is just bare bones Hollywood and banks purely on the visuals and the horror aesthetics of the games. And while those aesthetics are really good, as Ashley mentioned, Pyramid Head, that's a great movie monster, and the effects of going between the light and dark Silent Hills, that was great, and I think it translated to screen pretty decently. But the movie lacks all of the emotional and story complexity that the video games really delivered on, and that is disappointing. I can't really fault Radha Mitchell or Laurie Holden. I don't think the script was good enough for them. I want to give a particular shout out to Alice Krieg. I think she was extremely creepy as Christabella. And the same thing for Deborah Kara Unger as Dahlia. I think as the sisters, they were pretty good, but everyone else in this film was just kind of there for the paycheck. I won't say I recommend Silent Hill. It's not for fans, it's not for general audiences, but it's okay. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Trevor.
Listeners of the show know that I'm a fan of scary movies and that I'll be quick to say that a movie was enjoyable even though it wasn't necessarily very good from a critical perspective. This movie was just not enjoyable for me. I'll give the movie 1 star for the role played by the child Alessa in the movie. I think she was very good, but then I'll take away 0.5 star just because I thought it was a bad movie. 1.5 stars.
Ashley?
I think this is an example of a video game adaptation that it was really close to being excellent, but just missed the mark. Much better than the Resident Evil films that have been adapted, I would say. I think that my score is sort of affected by my love for the games, but I'll give it 2 stars.
I will agree that for its era, in terms of video game adaptations, this was probably one of the better representations. But overall, as a film, it basically just took the shiny bits from the game and didn't deliver on the story. So I, too, am going to give it a 2 out of 5 and say it's a spectacle and it's worth seeing if you're interested in that sort of thing, but it's not a great movie overall. And that'll bring us to our second DVD of the week, and it is Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn in Charade, in which a fresh widow who is mourning the loss of the husband she barely knew finds out that he apparently was a spy who stole from his compatriots during the Second World War, and those compatriots want the money back badly.
You mean you're a thief?
Well, that's not exactly the term I'd have chosen, but it sort of captures the spirit of the thing.
I don't believe it.
I can't really blame you now.
But I do believe it. That's what I don't believe. So it's goodbye, Alexander Dial, and welcome home, Peter Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, the name's Adam Canfield.
Adam Canfield?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Did you realize you've had 3 names in the past 2 days? I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
Well, the man's the same, even if the name isn't.
No, he isn't the same. Adam Canfield is a crook, and I want to know why.
Well, it's simple. I like what I do. I enjoy my work. There aren't many men in the world who love their work as much as I do. You look around sometime.
Is there a Mrs. Canfield?
Yes, but we're divorced.
As mentioned, Charade stars Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant, but also there are Walter Matthau, James Coburn, George Kennedy, and Ned Glass. And let's talk about it. Trevor, what did you think of Charade?
I don't know if it requires a disclaimer or not, but I am a fan of the older generation movies, and I'm always on the lookout for one of the diamonds in the rough. And sometimes you have to go through a few of the older ones to find the stuff that's out there that's not just above average, but really, really good movies. I'm not sure if this movie, Charade, from 1963, is going to qualify as a really great movie. I will say that it was above average, and it was enjoyable to watch. It kept me guessing, and it kept my interest, even though it wasn't doing so in spectacular fashion. I thought Audrey Hepburn was great in this movie, as was Walter Matthau, and Cary Grant, though not spectacular, was his traditional smug self, and a great job by the supporting cast as well. This movie did keep me guessing up until the very end. I think that the end could have been a little bit longer, but when the time came, I found myself looking back on the movie with a better feeling than I did as I watched it. Like, I kind of think that going back and watching this movie again, it's probably just as fun to watch a second time around, knowing what it is that happens in the movie. So I'll recommend this movie, just not with glowing praise.
Ashley?
I think Trevor is pretty much on the money with how I feel about the film as well. Although I will say that Audrey Hepburn, she's so timeless and she's adorable in this movie, and I love her character and her fashion is just beautiful. So watching this film as a sort of time capsule makes it really fun too. I do not think this is Cary Grant's best work. I think he almost seemed like he was a big name pulled in to sort of anchor this picture with Audrey Hepburn, which is a shame because I think she could have carried this film with an unknown male lead by herself and done it very well. I didn't love the film. I thought it was cool and fun and sort of interesting, but for some reason I just couldn't stop comparing it to other films of its time and other Cary Grant films, other Audrey Hepburn films, other Walter Matthau films, and wanting their performances to be as strong as they were in the other movies. This is certainly a film that should be watched if you are a fan of old movies, but I don't think it's something that everyone needs to watch. This is probably missable for the vast majority of people, although it is kind of fun to enjoy and see these, you know, legendary Hollywood actors in their prime.
Well, I think as an ensemble cast with two very bankable leads, Charade was just all right. This cast had a lot of potential, but it just kind of fizzles. I don't really feel the romantic tension between Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn together. Individually, whenever we see a close-up of them, they're smoldering, and whenever they deliver their lines, it's tremendous, but I never actually felt like they were communicating with each other, if that makes any sense. I do think the rest of the supporting cast, while fun, was underutilized. And on the whole, Charade just banks purely on the charm of Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. And while that does give it a lot of cachet to work with, and I'm willing to watch this movie again and again and again because they are both great actors, it's just not a great movie. The mystery was telegraphed to me from the beginning. I knew where the money was immediately, and it took the rest of the cast 2/3 of the movie to catch up, and that left me bored. And while it left me time to spend staring at Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn, I wanted more from the movie. Overall, I won't say stay away. It's not exactly a classic to me, but I do think if you're looking through Cary Grant or Audrey Hepburn's repertoire, you won't be disappointed by this one. It's just not great. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Trevor.
Yeah, I think if we were back in the good old days of trying to catch a good old movie on Turner Classics, that this would have been a gem to at least tune in and catch commercial-free. But now in the age of having all these movies at your fingertips, I kind of think Charade is missable. That being said, I did enjoy it, and it had its upsides. It just didn't develop the plot enough in the beginning to keep my interest all the way through. 3 stars.
Ashley?
I think that if you want to watch great Audrey Hepburn, you're better served with My Fair Lady or Breakfast at Tiffany's. And if you want great Cary Grant, my favorite Cary Grant movie in the history of the world is Arsenic and Old Lace. This is completely missable. 1.5 stars.
Well, I'm not going to be quite that negative. I do think it's missable, but Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn can carry basically any movie and I'll still want to watch it. I think it's a 3. And that'll bring us to our cinema release of the week, and it is Kenneth Branagh directing and starring in this adaptation of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, in which he plays the iconic Hercule Poirot stuck on a train with one, possibly more, killers, and the extremely difficult task of trying to find out exactly who the murderer is.
I know your moustache. From the papers. You're the detective, Hercules Poirot?
Hercule Poirot, I do not slay the lions, mademoiselle.
Mary Debenham, monsieur. I'll forget a name, but never a face. Not yours, anyway.
You come from Baghdad?
It's true. No detail escapes his notice.
Your ticket?
Ah.
I might also ask you if you enjoyed your time there as a governess. The chalk on your sleeve and the geography primer. A governess or a cartographer? I made my gamble.
I always begin them with geography and monster them till they have the world down cold. They may get lost in life, but I'll be damned if they don't know where they are.
As mentioned, Murder on the Orient Express was directed for the screen and stars Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot, and also has Daisy Ridley, Leslie Odom Jr., Tom Bateman, Penelope Cruz, Josh Gad, Johnny Depp, Derek Jacobi, Michelle Pfeiffer, Judi Dench, Olivia Colman, and Willem Dafoe. And let's talk about it. Trevor.
I can't recommend this movie because I didn't find it interesting. I think that, I never saw the original, and it's a murder mystery with a superstar cast, and I just don't know how they managed to make it as boring as it was. Not super boring all the way, just as it went along and you realize that you weren't being entertained, you know, you're kind of just sticking around trying to see it for its bright spots, waiting to find out the mystery at the end. And I don't think I ever really enjoyed it. Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution is one of my favorite movies of all time. I think murder mysteries in general can make for some of the most entertaining 90 minutes of cinema, and this movie just wasn't there for me. I don't think it was the fault of any particular actor. I think that the setting of everybody being on the train and their interactions was kind of interesting from a critical standpoint, to watch the actors do their part to try and make this movie good. And I won't bother trying to pinpoint exactly what it was. I just know that I didn't really enjoy myself and can't recommend it.
Ashley?
I'm actually really disappointed in Kenneth Branagh and his directing skills in this film. I thought his acting was good. I thought he was funny, and he made this role seem as outrageous as it is, but also be believable and enjoyable. But the directing, I think, is where this movie kind of falls apart. It feels really choppy to me. It sort of feels like the scenes don't flow, if that sort of makes sense. I don't feel like this is a natural feeling progression of a movie. There's a lot of camera switches. There's a lot of weirdness happening with people coming in and out of frame, and I'm not into it. I also have to say that I was kind of disappointed in Michelle Pfeiffer, and she's one of my favorites. I really wanted to like her, and I just didn't really get there. I also hated the end of the movie, and I had never seen the original either, so I didn't know how it was going to end. And it wasn't so much to me the mystery that I hated. It was basically Kenneth Branagh's last couple of lines in the film that just sort of made me want to get my 2 hours of life back. I can't recommend it. I wanted it to be good so bad because the cast is just full of people I adore. It just wasn't, so I think there's better things to see.
Well, I cannot disagree with my compatriot that there are better things to see in the current movie market than Murder on the Orient Express. However, I will disagree and say that I actually kind of enjoyed myself. I do think that the overall mystery is kind of boring and so preposterous that in today's sensibilities, it breaks credulity pretty easily to have that many coincidences pile up and the ultimate resolution to be what it is. That being said, I think this all-star cast with plenty of charisma basically delivered on their characters, even if their characters weren't written necessarily well for the screen by Michael Green. I have a particular issue with Murder on the Orient Express because apparently I'm misremembering things about it from the last time I saw it way back when. And I guess that kind of kept the ending fresh for me. But I still kind of lost it when I saw the reveal that I was expecting, and then the movie just kept going. I think the dialogue was enjoyable. I think the charisma from Branagh et al. Was on point. But I will agree with my compatriot Ashley that the directing wasn't. Branagh is better, At least he's better than this. And some of the more, I guess, artistic shots and cinematography were more distracting than they were adding to the overall feel of the movie. I won't say stay away. I think Murder on the Orient Express is a decent time and a more mature flick than, say, Thor Ragnarok, but not necessarily an enjoyable flick. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. Trevor.
You hit on it right at the very end, Nick, about this movie not being necessarily that enjoyable. If that's not what you were trying to say, then I'll come out and say it. I'll give it a couple of stars for the things that it does right, but we'll just say that it wasn't very good. 2 stars.
Ashley?
I want to like it more than I like it, and that's usually a sign to me that the movie was not very good, but I had high expectations. Kenneth Branagh, I love what he did with Cinderella. Great film that he directed. This is just not. I'm glad Nick pointed out the shots that were distracting, especially the overhead shots. Those were extremely distracting throughout the film. But I do love the cast for the most part. 2.5 stars.
I'm going to be a little more forgiving because I did enjoy myself, but I acknowledge its weaknesses. I think this is a weak 3 out of 5, and say it's an okay Saturday afternoon matinee. And that'll bring us to a close. If you have any questions, comments, and the like, please feel free to email. You can reach us at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Just make sure you put a review too far in the subject line, and we will be sure to get it. Any parting thoughts as we go?
Well, yeah, I'd like to thank Allen Theaters for bringing these films to our community and to KSJE and San Juan College for hosting our program.
And from the studios of KSJE, I am Nick Michael. I've been sitting here with
Trevor Mavo
and Ashley Lundy.
And we'll see you folks after the holiday.
Say you'll laugh.